Indians head to the polls to participate in the world's biggest elections. The vote will take place in 9 stages. In a matter of 5 weeks, more than 800 million Indians are eligible to vote. The final outcome is expected to emerge on May the 16th. The spokesman for the Palestinian Authority has rejected Israeli claims that the Palestinians are frustrating the so-called peace talks. Nabil Abu Radena said Israel's refusal to release Palestinian prisoners and its illegal expansion of settlements in the West Bank have created the current impasse in the negotiations. Residents of Italy's northern city of Verona have flooded the streets to renew their call for independence. They also demanded the release of 24 activists arrested earlier by the police in the Veneto region's capital, Venice. Among the detainees was a campaign for the Venetian independence. The search for the missing Malaysian plane continues as Chinese and Australian vessels detect new signals in the Indian Ocean. The search mission is in a rush to come up with conclusions before the black box pingers expire. Now the plane disappeared 4 weeks ago with some 240 people on board. Nigeria overtakes South Africa as the continent's largest economy with an estimated value of $510 billion. This brings the country to the 26th position among world economies. Healthy improvements in agriculture, communication, and service sectors are the factors that have absorbed direct foreign investment into the country. In Ukraine, acting President Oleksandr Turchynov enters an emergency meeting with heads of security forces to discuss anti-separatism efforts. He also canceled a planned trip to Lithuania on Monday. This comes as Ukraine's Interior Ministry has blamed the recent seizure of state buildings in the country's several eastern cities on Russia. And Hungarians have voted for the ruling Fidesz party in the parliamentary elections. Results from 89% of the votes counted so far show Prime Minister Viktor Orban has won a clear victory to remain in power for the second 4-year term. The left-wing opposition alliance stands second. And fresh revelations by former U.S. National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden say that American and British spy agencies exploit social media to spread their own agenda and manipulate public opinion. The leaks show Twitter, YouTube, Flickr, and Facebook are the internet giants taken advantage of by the spy agencies.